Thanks, Clyde.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, at freetalklive.com. Mark's got an email. We'll get to that. But first, let's go unscreened to the AMP line. Who's this? Hello, AMP line. Going once. Actually, we may be having some problems here in the studio. I was switching some cables around, changing some equipment out earlier today, so it's possible that a wire is backwards. We will verify that here coming up. So in the meantime, Mark, let's go to your email box.
Oh, let's. This is, let me see if he signs it. It always comes in by people's names, but you don't want to just use their name. It's unsigned, so I'm not going to use his name. The gentleman says, I'd like to comment about homeschooling versus public schooling debate you had on Saturday's show. First, though, I'd like to make a couple of comments about Mark. First off, I'm really glad you're there because I don't think I could handle the show with just Ian or him and another anarchist. I know you don't like the term, Ian, but it's let's call a spade a spade. You can say Service Nation is just code for socialism. Well, free marketeer and voluntarist are just code for nonviolent anarchist. But Mark,
that's not true. Anarchy means no rules, and in the free marketplace, there'd be plenty of rules on private property, so I have to disagree with that.
But, Mark, you say you're a small government guy, and whenever someone calls in to argue the no-government stance, you argue in favor of no government at all. How about some limited government arguments from time to time? But I digress. The second point is on homeschooling. Whenever a caller says that homeschooling is inferior to public government education, you guys respond with something like, you've obviously never met a homeschooled kid. They're way smarter than public school kids. I've met several homeschooled kids, and furthermore, my younger sisters were homeschooled for a good chunk of their academic career. I, fortunately, never was. Most of the homeschooled people I met when I was in high school, when I was in college, and now at 25 in the pseudo-work world, a.k.a. the Army, they've had lower than average social skills and a fairly limited understanding of any world history or scientific discovery that's taken place since biblical times. This is purely anecdotal and not based on any statistical analysis, but that's what I've seen. And I don't know, I don't have statistics on homeschool kids, but I can tell you that 20% of them don't graduate functionally illiterate, which is what, 20% is what generally comes out of public schools.
Only 20%?
Yeah, some schools is as high as 40.
Huh, okay.
So I'd say that homeschooling is better.
The homeschool kids win all the exams and stuff, right?
Yeah, scientific discoveries. I mean, yeah, you know, people that homeschool their kids are probably going to put a certain spin on things. Mm-hmm. And the place to put that spin is world history and, science. I mean, they're not going to spin English, right?
Probably not.
They're not going to spin math. They're going to spin those things. So I would say that there's probably some of that going on, but I don't know. I mean, what are you going to do with that? Some do, some don't. I don't know how many. I don't know the numbers. And he says his is anecdotal, too. There's no doubt whatsoever that many homeschooled children do far better than public school kids on standardized tests, but they're quite often sitting at home learning just test material. That's what happens in public schools.
Yeah.
Man. Public schools, the teachers teach to test materials, and homeschool kids, I would say there's a lot more freedom in that arena. Their parents don't often remember much from school.
Right. If you want to pass the SAT, then you have to learn how the SAT is taken, and the homeschool kids, if they want to get into college, have to take the SAT. So what do you expect them to do?
If you're taking tests and tests indicate how well you're going to do in a grade, then, well, yeah, that's what you're going to learn because you're doing this for the grade, right? Mm-hmm. That's what most of them are doing it for. I think that you have your whole life to learn about the things that you want to learn about, and I'm constantly learning about things like science and English and all kinds of stuff. I'm not paying much attention to math, I must admit. Not that I didn't like math. Math was my favorite subject in school, but, you know, I just don't use it. All right. Sorry, I've lost my place here. Their parents often don't remember much from school and just had their just hand them books and CDs to learn from. They don't have teachers who are well-versed in the material to ask questions who can expand the child's understanding.
I had teachers in the government school system that literally taught out of a book. They literally opened up the teacher's edition of whatever class I was in, and they would just teach right out of the book. They'd read the chapter to the class, and they'd assign whatever curriculum homework came with the book, because the books come with tests for each chapter, and they come with tests for several chapters in a row, and they just hand Xerox that stuff and hand it out. I mean, certainly there are some teachers that know their stuff. There's no doubt about it.
I think
but I've seen the whole gamut of the government school.
I think what you're talking about, let's say take math for a second here. Even if you're having a math teacher that teaches out of the book, they're not going to be stumped when you ask them a question. I likely would. So I understand what he's coming from here, but I don't think that it matters whether the teacher knows that much. They're a resource, but the child has other resources that they can go to besides having a teacher. And when a parent's passionate about a particular bit of material, then they're going to teach it well. In the same way that when you get lucky, when you roll the dice and get lucky and get a good teacher in a particular area, they're passionate about it, and you remember that material much better. Some kids don't have parents that go the extra mile, but some kids do have parents that go the extra mile, but many don't. I don't know. I mean, what could you say to this? I don't have the statistics. I'll bet you if I brought on the...
None of this is justification for forcing people to go to the government schools. I mean, just because some parents may have a lower interest level in their kids' learning abilities doesn't justify putting those people in a jail cell if they don't play along with the government rules, which is what inevitably happens to people if they don't participate with the government system.
Probably not a jail cell, taking their kids away from them.
Whatever. Either way, it's bad.
Try to think about the scenario. A parent says, I'm not going to fill out whatever government paperwork you have as far as sending the kid to public school. I'm just not going to do it. What's going to happen there?
It's bad news, whatever it is.
And it's likely the kids can be taken away because they're being abused in some way because the government isn't getting their paperwork.
Right. Most parents, I think, do care about their kids, and if they don't know the answers to certain questions, then they'll seek out whatever experts they need to, whether it be through their homeschooling network of different parents that know different things, or whether it be hiring in a tutor or something
right.
like that.
The Sylvan Learning System is great for this, and they're all over the United States, so I don't see the problem. I'm not in favor of forcing parents. This, he had sisters that went through this. He claims that he got a better education out of public school. That's his experience, and that's fine. I'm not in favor of forcing parents to send their children to public schools, and I think the current state of public school education is atrocious, and in many ways is more of a government indoctrination facility than a bastion of education. But I think the answer is privatized schools with minimal government interaction that is paid with a voucher system. I think public education is a necessity to a civilized society, and that society at large should pay for it. If people don't have kids and they choose not to pay the tax, now listen to this. This is great. Really, this goes well. I don't think that their house should be taken away. In addition, I think taxes should be collected for their purpose so that I would have a education tax, not education funds from some property tax. So every tax should be collected for the purpose of what it's going to be used for. Okay. He's trying to make the government work better. I think that when an education tax is collected, a list of non-participants should be generated and available so that the community knows who's chose not to participate and can choose to ask questions of them and then to ostracize them, or in the case of business owners, perhaps boycott. You could probably call it extortion if you like, but you're not going to please everyone, and at least it allows people to choose to not pay.
Okay, whatever. If you're not going to put me in a jail cell or steal my house or take my other possessions from me, then, or my kids or whatever, then okay.
Well, I think that it's a step in the right direction, and I like steps.
There you go.
The system I envision is a series of charter magnet-type schools, parochial or secular, that are paid for with tax-appropriated vouchers for each student. The voucher would have a dollar value based on the amount of money in the system. The schools would compete for students based on curriculum and price.
Why does it have to be so complicated? I mean, why? What is with these people? And I understand that he's being nice and saying he won't throw anyone in a jail cell, but why does he have this love for centralized bureaucracy? I mean, he's saying that he wants to have...
This is just a fund, dude. This is essentially a fund. This is
operated by who? Government bureaucrats, right?
Well, the fact is, there wouldn't be government bureaucrats if it's optional. That's just the nature of it. So it's taking the current school tax system and turning it into something optional.
All right. Well, good luck to you on that, setting all that up, buddy. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Luckily, no one ostracizes me because I choose to shop at Walmart or Target or whatever.
What about
more
the old
on the
people
way.
That won't have any kids?
It's Free Talk Live.
Are you in the game? Your business has a website, but you could be losing a fortune in lost sales. Don't believe me? Try this test. Search for your product or service on Google, MSN, or Yahoo. If your website isn't listed in the top 10, you're not even on the field. People are searching for your product every day. Making sure they find your website before they find your competitor requires the skill of professionals like SEOP. If you've talked to so-called internet experts and you're skeptical, find out how businesses from Fortune 100s to startups drive more internet sales and higher profits thanks to SEOP. SEOP will drive customers to your website at a cost you can afford and get your website ranked in the top 10 on search engines guaranteed. Or they'll keep working until you get there at no cost.
Call SEOP now to learn more. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life, for mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being. Order your Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
Every week, thousands of violent crimes are committed. Don't let yourself become a statistic. Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com has great news for outdoor enthusiasts. Now you can protect yourself against possible animal attacks with safe, humane animal repellents, featuring Counter Assault Bear Deterrent and Mace Brand Animal Repellent. Enter radio in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PEPPERspray.com. That's pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those, including the archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, just click and download right there from the front page of the website, for your downloading convenience, going back for an entire year. We do it all free, so enjoy at freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. As we continue, this time with your phone calls, Dave is on the line calling from the People's Republic of somewhere. Dave,
hey,
Free Talk
you heard
Live.
Anything about Helena, West Helena, and the curfew over there?
Is this the 24-hour curfew thing?
Yeah.
Yep, I actually had that in my show prep for tonight, as a matter of fact. Do you want to clue us in?
Well, no, I'll let you do that. I just wanted to mention a couple things that I was doing a little more searching on the web. It says the street and sanitation department has been directed to clean all alleys in the area, remove all debris and low-lying shrubbery that impedes the view of the police and the general public. And also, they got a little three strikes and you're out of your house rule during this curfew. If they find anybody violating three laws, then I guess they get evicted from their home.
Wow.
Yeah. That's all I got. Remember, obedience is freedom, gentlemen.
Thank you, Dave. We appreciate the call. I have pulled up the details here, both from InfoWars and WXVT. First, the story here is apparently areas of a town in Arkansas have been placed under a 24-hour nonstop curfew, described by the mayor as almost akin to martial law. The lockdown, issued after a spate of robberies, home invasions, and shootings, applies to everyone in Helena, West Helena, no matter what age or time of day it is. Mayor James Valley has indicated the curfew could be extended indefinitely. Residents have described the lockdown as like being in jail, and critics have slammed it as unconstitutional, given that it effectively suspends the Fourth Amendment. The ACLU of Arkansas has sent Mayor Valley a letter outlining these concerns. Imposing house arrest and suspending the Fourth Amendment for law-abiding people is only going to cause more problems for this city. According to the ACLU, they need to work with the community to get this resolved instead of treating all of their citizens like criminals. Such domestic surges, with police imposing a martial law-style clampdown, are now seemingly becoming standard procedure. There are countless examples in recent months and years of curfews and lockdowns going into place in all areas across the country. As you recall, if you've been listening to this show, about 2 months ago, Trinidad, a troubled so-called community in North D.C., was subject to police checkpoints after a series of shootings. Earlier this year, curfews for minors were introduced in Chicago. Back in April, they reported on the fact that federal law enforcement agencies co-opted sheriff's office as well as state and local police forces in three states for a vast roundup operation that one sheriff's deputy described as martial law training. The anti-crime and anti-terrorism initiatives involving officers from more than 50 federal, state, and local agencies was dubbed Operation Sudden Impact. And as we reported earlier,
they love those little names.
This month, presumptive Republican nominee John McCain told the National Urban League that military-style invasions modeled on the surge in Iraq should be adopted to control inner-city crime right here in the United States. He said, this is McCain's quote, "And some of those tactics you mentioned, the war in Iraq, are like that we use in the military. You go into neighborhoods, you clamp down, you provide a secure environment for the people that live there, and you make sure that the known criminals are kept under control, and you provide them with a stable environment, and then they cooperate with law enforcement, et cetera, et cetera." Apparently, he actually said et cetera, et cetera. So there you go. That's the latest. I'll see if I can dig some more info up on this story out of Helena. In fact, here is a little bit from WXVT. The mayor, James Valley, says he ordered round-the-clock curfew because the neighborhood was under siege. This is a 10-block section of Helena, West Helena in Arkansas, under siege with repeated gunfire, loitering, drug dealing, and other general mayhem. So isn't this an acknowledgement that government police do not keep you safe? I mean, the whole idea about government police is like when we talk about private protection services, people get scared because they think that if the government police aren't on the streets, then, you know, chaos will run wild. Well, doesn't Helena have a police department? Pretty sure they do. Why is it that there's all this violence going on if the police are out there keeping people safe? Well, clearly they're not, and the police's only response is to crack down ever further on anybody who might happen to be semi-free in the area. And now you have to go and essentially ask permission from the police to move about. Valley ordered the emergency curfew Thursday, effective immediately. It was still in place as of, a couple days ago. He said it would remain in place as long as the problems persist or until the city council can come with a long-term plan at its August 19th meeting. Thursday night, 18 to 20 police officers carrying M16 rifles, shotguns, and night vision scopes patrolled the curfew zone. They arrested about 8 people and confiscated drugs and loaded weapons. Under Mayor Valley's order, officers do not tolerate loitering or hanging out. Officers can stop and investigate all foot traffic, bicycle, horseback, moped, motorcycle, riding mower, golf cart, or other means of transportation.
And golf carts.
So,
is this a problem?
There you go. The ACLU has demanded that the mayor lift the order immediately, but what does he care what the ACLU says? He's not going to be responsible.
Even if the ACLU is going to take them to court and they're going to win, quote unquote.
Mm-hmm.
And in the process, the judge is going to say, well, what they did here was it was too much, but they'll still get, inches. They'll have taken feet and then they'll have to take some steps backwards, but they'll have gained ground.
Yeah, the judge could say, well,
gained ground against your freedom.
Yeah, the judge could say something like, well, it was okay to stop all the traffic, but...
the golf carts.
Right, and golf carts would be accepted.
Not the lawnmowers.
Jimmy, can you believe this?
I don't know what to think about it.
Now, I wonder...
You'll probably see this in a lot more places. They were mentioning, it sounds like politicians such as John McCain seem to think it's a good idea.
Absolutely. So we've seen it in D.C., and we've seen it in Helena, Arkansas, within the last couple of months.
And where do you draw the line at calling it martial law? Just because they're police officers as opposed to the military, if they're equipped with night vision and M16s and there's a curfew in effect so you can't leave your home, what effectively is the difference between whether it's the police outside or the National Guard?
Well, it's not martial law if you're just talking about regular crime. It had to have been some kind of mass riot produced over some incident to actually be martial law, If they would have clamped down in L.A.
No, I don't know about that.
I'm only being sort of funny about it.
Oh, okay.
That people won't consider it martial law unless it came after sort of the Rodney King things, the Watts riots or something like that.
So if one person gets murdered in the cops, spread out through the streets with shotguns and M16, that's not martial law.
Well, I think you could if it's one person getting murdered, but here in, what is it, Helena, West Helena?
Helena and West Helena.
Okay, it's two places and one mayor?
Apparently.
Okay. So the Helena, then in this case, you just have crime problems. There's a bunch of incidences. If there was one incident that you could point to that say this sparked it all, then you would have martial law in most people's mind.
Well, the only person that said this wasn't martial law was the mayor. He said it was almost akin to martial law. And I bet the people that are living in this 10-block zone, this curfew zone, 24-hour curfews where every single person could be stopped by armed blue light gang members, armed police, this is some scary stuff. And what would you do if this came to your town? How would you handle this? Love your ideas. Dial in. It's Free Talk Live.
Fat burners. I like the sound of that. Fat burners. Life change fat burners. When fat burners are used in conjunction with Life Change Tea, you're going to see a change in your life. Maybe you'll be a movie star. Maybe you'll drive NASCAR. Maybe you'll be a lion tamer. Well, maybe not a lion tamer. Get energy. Lose weight. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Your fat burners and tea are available at GetTheTea.com. Get energy. Lose weight. GetTheTea.com. Your fat burners and tea are available at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us, 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. And don't forget to ask about our Mid-State Fair special. That's GetTheTea.com.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky, it's Non-X-Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach.
Let's go look.
I'm Non-X-Man, and your toenails need Non-X nail gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see them.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Non-X nail gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic in sandals.
Oh, I will, Nun-X Man.
Great. Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails.
Don't let Nun-X Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Nun-X Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Long's, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Philo, and Rite Aid.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secret of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrates, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with 2 black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and 1 KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now. Not yet available on Iowa.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies who have taken the time to send us their validated photo. And prove they listen to the show, just go to shrine.freetalklive.com and see what it's all about. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
Fortune magazine calls LegalZoom.com blessedly simple. LegalZoom.com provides all the necessary incorporation documents, ensures that they're all filled out correctly, and filed with the appropriate government authority. As for as little as $139 plus filing fees, you can get $10 off by using code FTL at LegalZoom.com. That's LegalZoom.com.
All right, we're going to get back to the phones, but there's more on this story out of Helena, Arkansas, which is probably one of the more disturbing ones of the year. A couple of weeks ago, or maybe it's a couple months at this point, but anyway, a little while back, Washington, D.C. also imposed a curfew on a particular neighborhood, the Trinidad neighborhood in Washington, D.C., for the same excuses. Oh, there's a lot of crime around here. We need to crack down, stop people from driving through here. But in D.C., they only stopped people that were driving through, from my understanding. So you could have been on foot, and you would have been okay. In Helena, Arkansas, they are stopping everyone. Anybody who goes into this particular zone that they've designated, it was a 10-block zone initially, they are subject to being stopped by the police and questioned. In fact, there's a few stories. One of them says that people that are stopped, all young people will have to stay indoors, and adults will be asked questions to verify that they have a reason to be outside. So if you don't have a reason to be outside, apparently, whatever that means, I don't know if walking down the street and looking at the trees is enough of a reason to be outside.
Well, they'll just be asked what their reason is, I suspect.
Right, but if the reason isn't appropriate, according to the police, they won't be allowed outside their houses. And it's now the story we read for you a few moments ago was from a couple of days ago. So here's the latest on the situation. Now, the ACLU is blowing up, making a big deal out of this, and they're saying, you know, we're going to file a lawsuit and everything. Well, here's the latest as of today, this afternoon. Police, this according to pbcommercial.com, the Pine Bluff commercial newspaper in southeast Arkansas, police will expand their 24-hour curfew beyond the 10 blocks now watched by officers armed with military rifles and night vision goggles, stopping and questioning anyone who passes by. Police Chief Fred Fielder said the patrols, which began last week, have netted 32 arrests in the small town.
So that's a good thing, right?
Right, right. Well, let's find out. Just let me check over here. Let's see. What were the arrests? Because they actually broke it down in the press release from the city of Helena. Two simultaneous possessions of drugs and firearms. Okay, nonviolent. Seven possessions.
Well, I don't know that that's considered nonviolent by the legal code, but it is nonviolent.
It's nonviolent in that you haven't hurt anybody.
Correct.
Right? Okay. Seven arrests for people possessing with intent to deliver. So they got some people with a couple bags of marijuana or something like that. Again, nonviolent, peaceful people. One fugitive warrant served. I guess that's somebody that they were looking for, but that could be somebody that, you know, is driving around without their car registration or something like that. That kind of person could have a warrant out for them. Our friend Sam from Texas believes he has a warrant out for his arrest because he was a failure to appear at one of his court trials. So just because it's a warrant doesn't necessarily mean they're looking for some violent criminal. Number four, they arrested four people for misdemeanor possession of firearms, again, nonviolent, two arrests for misdemeanor possession of marijuana, 18 existing outstanding warrants. And then there's a seven that were arrested for suspended driver's license, eight FTA. I'm not sure what FTA stands for.
Failure to appear.
Like Sam, then. And three, no driver's license. So of their, several dozen arrests, not a single person was an actual violent criminal that we can tell from their own statistics. But anyway, let's get back to what's going on. Remember, the police are now expanding the 10 blocks. So it was 10 blocks. They're now expanding it out. And a lawyer for the ACLU warned city leaders that police stops of passersby violated the constitutional rights of those passing through any guarded neighborhood. However, why should they be concerned? The individual police officers and the mayor who called for this curfew have no responsibility. Even if the ACLU sues on behalf of all these people that were victimized and had their time wasted by these police at these curfew locations, even if they win the lawsuit, the mayor is not going to have to pay out. He's not going to lose his job. The police department, the police chief, and the individual officers are not going to be held responsible for this. Nope. They may be ordered to stop, but that's not going to compensate all of these individuals for the harassment that they've experienced. So the government people understand these things. They understand that they can really get away with most of this with impunity, and the only way they can be stopped is if some man in a robe says they have to stop. Anyway, there's more to the story. The West Helena City Council voted 9-0, so not even a single dissenter on the city council in this case, to allow police to expand the program into any area of the city. The council said those living in the city want random shootings and drug-fueled violence to stop, no matter the cost. According to the mayor, now if somebody wants to sue us, they have an option to sue, but I'm fairly certain that a judge will see it the way the citizens see it here. See, he's speaking for everyone in Helena. He says the citizens deserve peace, that some infringement on constitutional rights is okay, and we have not violated anything as far as the Constitution.
Well, if you can infringe somewhat on the Constitution, then you violated it.
Well, he says
because
they haven't.
You know, it says that it shall not be infringed. You know,
well, he says it. Well, now it's the general welfare, Mark. They're looking out for people.
That's the United States government's purview is the general welfare. It is not the mayor's.
Among the curfew operations arrests, then they talk about 10 were felony charges. The police chief said the officers in the field carry military-style M16 or M4 rifles, some equipped with laser sights. They just love their big boy toys, don't they? Officers, some of them carry short-barrel shotguns, and those dealing crack cocaine and marijuana in the city carry pistols and AK-47 assault rifles. We've had people call us expressing concern for their children. They had to sleep on the floor because of stray bullets, said the police chief. He said officers hadn't arrested anyone for violating the curfew, only questioned people about why they were outside. Those without good answers or acting nervously get additional attention.
Right. See, I don't think that you're actually sent home for being outside for a bad reason, whatever they might deem as a bad reason. I think you're just asked, why are you outside? What are you doing out here?
But failure to give what they deem a correct answer could be enough to search you. I mean, saying I'm taking a walk might be probable cause to, you know, pat you down.
However, it could be.
Such stops likely violate residents' constitutional rights to freely assemble and protections against unreasonable police searches, said lawyer for the ACLU. Because of that, Ms. Dixon from the ACLU said convictions coming from the arrest would likely be overturned. She said the residents of these high-crime areas are already victims. They're victims of what are happening in the neighborhoods, and they're victims of fear. But them to be subject to unlawful stops and questioning, that's not going to ultimately help this situation. The council rejected her claims. At one point, questioning the Little Rock-based attorney if she'd live in a neighborhood they described as under siege by wild gunfire and gangs. As far as I'm concerned, at 3 o'clock in the morning, nobody has any business being on the street except the law, said Councilman Eugene Red Johnson. Anyone out at 3 o'clock shouldn't be out on the street unless you're going to the hospital.
Well, I'm sure that there are people that do their jobs out at 3 o'clock in the morning, coming home from their jobs. How about people that work at bars leaving the bar and driving home?
How about anybody that just likes to be out at night? I mean, what you just because you like the daytime doesn't mean there aren't night owls out there that really enjoy the cool, you know, it's Arkansas, kind of hot down there right now. If you want to take a nice walk or something like that, then the nighttime might be a good time to do that. And overnights, you know, if you get up real early, for instance, would be the time when things are the coolest. They've had all night to cool down.
And I think they have businesses like 7-Eleven and Denny's that are 24 hours for a reason. I mean, there are people who are out there, and I honestly don't think it's all gang members who are going to 7-Eleven and Denny's at 3
I know that when I was living by myself, I would often do my shopping at Walmart, early in the morning because, well, it was easy to get in and out. You always got a good parking space. Yep. You never had to deal with people. And it was within a month period, I'm going to have some night where I have some kind of trouble sleeping, so I might as well go to Walmart.
It's just madness what is going on here, and you can expect to see more of this over time. However, if you live in the upper crust neighborhoods, you'll probably be exempted from this because it turns out that the entirety of Helena is one of the poorest regions of the nation, apparently. So remember, these things will only be targeted at the inner cities to begin with. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Alabama state code makes it illegal to drive barefoot. In Downey, California, it's illegal to wash your car in the street. In Minnesota, you can be fined for displaying that your vehicle is for sale. These laws are obviously not made to protect us, but instead to help states profit. The use of red light cameras is another great example. They intrude on your privacy, are unconstitutional, and cost you valuable time and money. SprayYourPlate.com is a spray-on photo blocker that protects against red light cameras, toll cameras, and speed cameras. One application lasts a lifetime, is undetectable, and each can covers up to 4 license plates. Simply spray it on, let it dry, and you're protected. All orders are kept strictly confidential, and for the month of August, receive free shipping and a $5 bill enclosed with every order. Call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601, or go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. Don't give your money to the state. Spray your plate.
Hi there. I want to talk to you about a dirty word. Hangover. I know, I know. As the makers of Drink and Mate Hangover Defense Tablets, we hear it every day. Grown, respectable adults don't get hangovers. Hangovers are what you got in college when you had about 10 too many at the frat house and then rolled out of bed bright and early at the crack of noon the next day. These days, Well, sure, sometimes you'll have a couple drinks with dinner, and sometimes you'll wake up with a little headache feeling just a bit queasy. But that's not really a hangover, is it? Well, call it what you want, but now you don't need to get one. Thanks to Drinkin' Mate Hangover Defense. Just pop one fizzy Drinkin' Mate tablet into a glass of water just after you have a couple drinks. They taste great, and the patented guava leaf extract formula works while you sleep. So you wake up with no headache, no queasiness, no hangover. Look for the green box at retailers everywhere. For a location near you, visit drinkinmate.com. Drinkin' Mate Hangover Defense. It's how smart, responsible people like us avoid hangovers.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? TebowTech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, TebowTech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The TebowTech Essentials Package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of TebowTech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features are free. Enjoy those on us. If you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, then shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. Whatever it is that you're buying, there are over 41 categories to shop in. You'll get free Super Saver shipping on a whole lot of the items that you'll buy, and feel good because Free Talk Live's getting a cut if you enter through amazon.freetalklive.com. Just a few more comments real quick, and then we'll get to your phone calls here about this awful situation happening in West Helena, Arkansas, which according to the Pine Bluff commercial is one of the poorest regions of the nation. And there's a lot of crime there, apparently, a lot of gunshots, gang violence, and that sort of thing. And the police's response has been to crack down and create a curfew for everybody.
Not just the police, the mayor. It's coming
right
from the top.
24 hours a day, and they've expanded the curfew zone out to the entire city. So the police may target anywhere in Helena. And as I said before, it's a low kind of income, poor area of the country, which is where you're going to see these things. In Trinidad in Washington, D.C., again, another poor area of D.C., lots of violence, gangs, that sort of thing. But the reason why gangs are active in these areas is because of the war on drugs. That's the number one reason why there's gang violence, gang activity whatsoever, because of prohibitions, not just drugs, but also prostitution, gambling, guns, anything that's prohibited. The gangsters make that their business because they can make all kinds of money off of it. So the solution is not to crack down with the police and destroy everybody's freedom, which is what they're doing. The solution is to return to true freedom and liberty, where each individual can make decisions for themselves about what to buy and from whom to buy it. If you want to buy drugs, you should be able to go to the store and buy some of it. And if the if all these illegal drugs were no longer illegal and they were available to anybody that wanted them, then what would the gang members, and especially if you could get prostitutes legally and guns legally, what would the gang members do to make money?
Protection.
Yeah, but they'd actually have to, like, initiate violence on people in order to, I mean, because if people didn't want their protection, then they'd initiate violence on them, and then they could die, you know. So then the gang members are going to start dying because people are actually carrying the weapons that they need to protect themselves instead of expecting the police to do it for them.
Gang members currently die at pretty high rates. I mean, there's lots of shootings over drug turf, so I don't know that the potential for risk or injury would necessarily deter certain violent individuals. You probably see a lot fewer because I'm sure the profit margins in protection would be quite a bit less.
Well, and the gangs would be less likely to be formed, at least in the way that they are today, because, again, there's no profit necessarily if you're not dealing in prohibited products. If all you're doing is robbing people, it's going to be hard to have organized crime surrounding that. Maybe a couple guys, you know, three or four guys in a, you know, just walking down the street harassing people or breaking into houses, but to actually have some sort of organized mafia, you're going to need some serious cash flowing into your organization for that.
In our current system, you know, with the amount of money that people make, it doesn't make much sense that gangs would be doing protection. Young kids wouldn't band together to, you know, protect each other in gangs because, well, you know, they just don't do that currently. And then you wouldn't have a situation where, you know, people can't afford a security company to watch over, because I can tell you, if some gang member comes in and says that, hey, we're watching over you now, we're protecting you, that'll be, you know, $100 a week or whatever it is that they're going to charge me, I'm going to pay $200 a week to a security company to make sure that those guys don't give me any trouble.
Yeah.
I don't have any problem with it.
So this
and that's assuming I don't smoke one of them for standing right there.
This is a terrible solution. It's not going to result in anybody being any more safe, and I dread what's coming for this country, because this is just awful. And we'll keep our eyes on these things and continue to bring you any further developments as we become aware of them. And if you become aware of them and we're not talking about it, call in like the gentleman earlier, Dave, called in to bring our attention to the story. Let's continue with your calls about what you want. It's Kurt in Michigan on the Amp Line. Hello, Kurt.
Good evening, gentlemen. How are you tonight?
What's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to say that I'm so glad that I live in the USS of A, and I'm wondering if we should replace the stars on our flags with hammers and sickles. What do you think?
Why is that?
Well, because we've turned into United Soviet Socialist States of America. You know, we're the USSA.
I'd say that there's some disturbing parallels between what I heard about the Soviet Union when I was growing up and what we currently have going on today.
I would say that it could be worse, because today we've got technology and the government has access to really crazy technology that the Soviets would have, I mean, salivated to get their hands on, but they could only, you know, it was only their wet dream, if anything, at that time. So the fascist socialist state can be ever more controlling than it could have been 50 years ago.
So I should have had that dripping with more sarcasm. I'm so glad I live in the USS of A.
So what else do you have for us tonight, Kurt?
Well, Sheila Bair is the chairman of the FDIC, obviously been in the news quite a bit recently, and I read a little article about her. She's a part-time children's book author, you know, and she wrote a book called Rock, Brock, and the Saving Shock, and it's a story of twin brothers. Rock stows away his cash that he earned from chores, and Rock splurges all on whatever he wants, on whatever toy he wants. Of course, the upshot is that Rock establishes a joint savings account and gets bailed out by his brother, which is kind of the thing they want to teach children, and I thought that was kind of telling, especially since Sheila Bair used to teach at the University of Massachusetts.
So the kid that is the poor saver, he establishes a joint savings account with the good saver and then gets bailed out by the good saver?
Yes, he gets bailed out by the good saver after he spends all his money.
And she calls that a good thing?
Again, the person who makes the right decision gets punished for it by being required to pay for the person who does the wrong thing, who gets not only all of his money, but half of the other good person's money.
I don't understand. I mean, it seems like a really it seems like a good story for people that don't want to be punished for people's bad actions. But it sounds like you're saying that this woman supports somebody making, you know, bad choices and then getting bailed out by somebody who doesn't.
Yeah, that is what it sounds like.
Well, that's why she's the head of the FDIC.
I'm bad.
Right, she's a government bureaucrat, and you're saying she wrote this children's book in which the things you described happens?
Correct.
Well, tell me at the end that this Brock fella, who isn't so good with his money, at least learns his lesson.
Well, I haven't read the book. I just read the synopsis. But, I guess the lesson he learns is that he can spend his money in any way he wants, and then someone will come and bail him out.
Yeah, Big Brother comes along to help him out, which is what's going on with these bailouts. Whether you're a company or whether you're somebody that got into a mortgage that you wouldn't be able to afford once the rate adjusted, Big Daddy government's coming to steal money from every single person in society via inflation by printing it out and bail these people out.
And they want to teach our children that that's the thing that should happen. That's what scares me the most.
Yep. Yep, just another reason to get to New Hampshire as quickly as possible. Join the Free State Project if you haven't done so, because, man, this country is in a bad way. Kurt, thanks for the call, man. 800-259-9231. Don't wait. I mean, if you can come sooner rather than later, I have to encourage you to come sooner, because the more activists we can get here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, sooner the better. I mean, there's no way around that. If you wait and wait and wait, then things are just going to get worse before they get better. And if you get here sooner, then they could get better sooner. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Frank in New York City. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Frank.
Thanks.
Frank?
Good. I wanted to clarify a few points regarding the martial law discussion.
Okay.
Number one, martial law means military law. Under a state of martial law, the civil process of adjudication, be it local, state, or federal, is suspended. So you follow a code of military conduct, which may mean if you're out on the street at 7:30, when you're to be in at 6, the soldiers can shoot to kill, depending on the orders and how that's set up. But the state of martial law can only be declared by the governor of a state or by the federal government, primarily the president of the United States.
So what would you call what's going on in Helena?
The mayor declaring martial law is illegal, and it violates everyone's Bill of Rights and the process of due process.
What would you call, if it's not called martial law, what they're doing with this curfew down in Helena with the police being able to tote around M16s and M4s with laser sights and stop anybody anywhere at any time for any reason and harass
martial
them?
Martial law can only be declared by an actual order.
Right, what would you
and
call
the order
this,
of martial
though?
Law is, you know, it's actually a legal document.
Yeah. What would you
but
call this, though? I mean, would you just call it a curfew?
Have to do all the legal things, specific procedure.
Frank, would you call this a curfew? I mean, because it certainly seems like martial law.
But the point is, you have to question, does the mayor or does the police chief have that authority? And apparently not. So
well, apparently they do, because
there
are police all in the street.
And challenging it.
Yeah, but that hasn't done anything to stop it, so...
No, but the point is what it will do, what it will mean is that they won't be able to do it again after it goes to court.
Yeah, we'll
they
see
will
about
actually
that.
Define the situation.
Yeah,
and
I
if
hope you're
the mayor
right.
or the police chief
I wouldn't
decides
get my hopes
to do it,
up,
they
though.
Can be prosecuted to the full extent of the law.
Thank you, Frank, now, for the call tonight. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Coming up, we'll tell you about a couple that were arrested because they didn't pay $10 in tax. It's Free Talk Live. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It's a